Welcome to the Deep Dive. You know, today we are going on a pretty fascinating journey into the world of hemophilia.
Yeah.
And treatment and how AI, artificial intelligence, is, you know, poised to kind of like revolutionize the field.
It really is.
You've given us like a treasure trove of research to explore here.
Yeah.
Academic papers, excerpts from a PhD thesis, and more, all kind of hinting at a future where treatment for this complex condition becomes truly personalized.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be in this field, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, for so long, we've been grappling with the challenges of managing hemophilia A, which is a genetic disorder where the blood struggles to clot properly due to a deficiency in clotting factor 8.
Right.
And this can lead to prolonged bleeding, especially internally, which can have, you know, serious consequences for patients.
Right. Even seemingly minor injuries can become major issues.
Absolutely.
Historically, treatment has evolved from, you know, risky blood transfusions to purified clotting factors.
Right.
Which were a huge step forward.
Absolutely.
But as Alexander Janssen's thesis highlights, we're still striving for more precise and effective ways to deliver these life-saving therapies.
Precisely. And one of the key areas where AI is making waves is in PK-guided dosing.
Okay.
Think of it as like tailoring treatment to each patient's unique physiology. So traditional methods rely on complex mathematical models to predict how a patient's body will process the clotting factor, taking into account factors like weight, age, and even blood type.
Okay.
But these models can be time-consuming to fine-tune and don't always capture the full complexity of an individual's response.
That's where machine learning comes in, right?
Yeah.
It's like giving those models a boost of brain power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
These algorithms, particularly a type called deep compartment models or DCMs, can analyze vast amounts of data, learning intricate patterns and relationships that humans might miss.
Right.
It's not about replacing human expertise, but rather giving doctors a powerful new tool to make more informed dosing decisions.
Janssen's thesis highlights the potential of these DCMs to predict factor 8 levels with impressive accuracy, even with limited data. He even mentions a trial called OPTICLO, which showed how these models could be validated against real-world data.
And what's even more impressive is that these models aren't limited to a specific type of clotting factor concentrate. They can adapt to different formulations, making them applicable to a wider range of patients.
Wow.
This adaptability is crucial, as not everyone responds the same way to different medications.
So we're starting to see a shift from a one-size-fits-all approach to a more personalized strategy.
Exactly. Imagine a future where treatment is tailored not just to the condition, but to the individual.
Wow.
This is the promise of AI in hemophilia, a care, and it's a future worth striving for.
But this journey of discovery isn't without its challenges.
No.
One that often comes up in the research is the black box problem.
Right.
It's this idea that while AI models can be incredibly powerful, it's sometimes difficult to understand exactly how they arrive at their conclusions.
It's like having a brilliant detective who solves the case but can't explain their reasoning. It's understandable that doctors might hesitate to fully rely on these models without a clear understanding of their inner workings.
Transparency is crucial, especially when we're talking about making decisions that impact someone's health.
Yeah.
This is where the field of explainable AI comes in, right? Trying to shed light on those black boxes and make the reasoning behind AI's recommendations more understandable.
That's right. It's a rapidly growing area of research, and it's essential for building trust and ensuring that AI is used responsibly in healthcare.
Right.
After all, it's not just about getting an answer. It's about understanding why that answer makes sense.
And ensuring that those answers are reliable.
Yeah.
How do we know that these AI models will perform accurately and consistently when applied to real-world patients?
That's a critical question, and it brings us to another crucial aspect, model validation.
Good.
Researchers are developing rigorous methods to ensure that these models are thoroughly tested and proven to be reliable before they're used in clinical settings.
So it's a multifaceted challenge, balancing the excitement of AI's potential with the need for careful scrutiny and validation. But it's clear that AI is already making a significant impact on how we understand and treat hemophilia A.
And this is just the beginning. The research you've gathered hints at even more possibilities on the horizon. From improving data analysis to predicting long-term outcomes, AI has the potential to truly transform the lives of people with hemophilia A.
This deep dive has already revealed so much, but we've only just scratched the surface. In the next part, we'll delve deeper into some specific ways AI is being used to tackle the challenges of hemophilia, a treatment.
So as we kind of continue our exploration here, it's fascinating to see how AI is being applied to address some of the longstanding challenges in hemophilia. A research, for instance, one paper you've included tackles the issue of missing data in clinical studies, which can skew results and limit the accuracy of those personalized treatment models we discussed earlier.
Right. That makes sense. It's hard to build a complete picture if some of the puzzle pieces are missing.
Exactly. Traditional methods for handling missing data often involve making educated guesses or using averages, which can introduce bias.
Yeah.
But AI offers a more sophisticated approach.
I'm curious to hear how that works.
Well, researchers are exploring how machine learning algorithms can be trained to predict those missing data points based on the available information.
Okay.
It's like having a detective who can fill in the gaps in a story based on the clues they have.
So instead of relying on guesswork, they're using AI to make more informed predictions about what's likely to be true.
Precisely. And the studies suggest that these AI-powered methods can lead to more accurate and reliable models for predicting treatment outcomes.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And another area where AI is proving to be valuable is in something called covariate selection.
Right.
Can you explain what that is?
Of course, covariates are basically factors that might influence how a patient responds to treatment.
Okay.
Things like age, blood type, or even lifestyle factors. The challenge is identifying which covariates are truly relevant and how they interact with each other.
It sounds like trying to untangle a complex web of relationships.
Exactly. And AI can help us navigate that complexity. Machine learning algorithms can analyze vast data sets to pinpoint the most influential covariates, revealing connections that might not be obvious to human researchers. For example, imagine if AI could help determine whether a patient's specific genetic makeup influenced how their body processes the clotting factor.
Hmm. That could lead to even more precise and personalized dosing recommendations.
Exactly. And it could also help researchers understand why some patients experience more complications like joint damage than others. This deeper understanding is key to developing more targeted and effective therapies.
Speaking of targeted therapies, there was a fascinating paper about using AI to predict the actual outcome of a treatment before it's even administered.
Right.
That was known as treatment response prediction.
Yes, that's right. It's like peering into the future of a patient's treatment journey. Researchers are exploring how AI can predict things like factor VIII levels after a specific dose and how those levels might vary over time.
So doctors could tailor treatment plans with greater confidence knowing how a patient is likely to respond before even starting therapy.
Exactly. And this could lead to fewer adjustments and better outcomes for patients. But as we discussed earlier, it's crucial to ensure that these AI models are transparent and understandable. Would you feel comfortable if your doctor recommended a treatment based on an AI's prediction, but couldn't explain why the AI made that recommendation?
No, I think most people would hesitate in that situation. Transparency is crucial for building trust.
Absolutely. And that's why the field of explainable AI is so important. It's about developing methods to make those black box models more transparent and interpretable. So instead of just getting an answer, doctors can understand the reasoning behind it, the factors the AI considered, and how they led to the recommendation.
Yeah, that level of transparency could really boost confidence in using AI for clinical decision making. But how do we make sure these models are actually reliable and accurate when applied to real-world patients?
That's where rigorous model validation comes in. It's a critical step in ensuring that these AI tools are safe and effective. Researchers use a variety of techniques to test the models on unseen data, making sure they can generalize to a diverse range of patients.
It's like giving the AI a final exam to make sure it's learned its lessons well. So it sounds like a lot of work goes into making sure these AI tools are ready for prime time.
Absolutely. It's a complex and constantly evolving field, but the goal is to develop AI tools that are not only powerful, but also trustworthy and reliable. This meticulous validation process is crucial for ensuring that AI is used responsibly and ethically in healthcare.
This deep dive has been incredibly insightful. We've covered so much ground already, but I'm eager to hear more about the broader implications of AI in healthcare and what the future might hold for patients with hemophilia A.
Those are crucial questions, and we'll explore them in the final part of our deep dive.
As we reach the final stage of our deep dive, it feels like we've only just begun to explore the vast potential of AI in hemophilia, a treatment. It's clear that these technologies are already making a difference, but where do we go from here? What does the future hold?
Well, that's the question that researchers are grappling with right now, and the research you've provided offers some intriguing glimpses into what that future might look like.
One theme that's emerged throughout this deep dive is this idea that AI isn't about replacing doctors, but about augmenting their expertise.
Precisely. It's about creating a powerful synergy between human intuition and the analytical capabilities of AI. Imagine a world where AI can sift through mountains of data, identifying subtle patterns that might escape even the most seasoned clinician.
It's like having a tireless research assistant working behind the scenes, constantly analyzing and learning.
Exactly. And this collaboration could lead to more accurate diagnoses, more personalized treatment plans, and ultimately better outcomes for patients.
We've talked a lot about how AI can improve the delivery of existing treatments, but what about its role in developing new therapies?
Oh, that's another area where AI is poised to make a significant impact. Imagine AI algorithms analyzing vast genomic data sets to uncover why some patients respond better to certain therapies than others.
That could revolutionize how we approach drug development, leading to more targeted and effective treatments.
Precisely. It could also accelerate the pace of discovery, potentially leading to breakthroughs that could have taken years or even decades using traditional methods. The research suggests that AI could even play a role in developing personalized gene therapies targeting the root cause of hemophilia.
That would be a game changer for sure. But I keep coming back to our listener and what this all means for their understanding of hemophilia A. We've focused a lot on factor VIII levels, which are obviously crucial. But what if AI could help us predict other aspects of the disease?
That's a fascinating question, and it highlights the broader potential of AI in healthcare. What if we could use these tools to predict long-term complications like joint damage or even a patient's overall quality of life?
That would allow for a more holistic approach to treatment, addressing not just the immediate symptoms, but the long-term well-being of the patient.
Exactly. It's about moving beyond simply managing the disease to truly optimizing a patient's health and quality of life.
This deep dive has been a journey of discovery, revealing the incredible potential of AI to transform hemophilia A care. It's clear that we're just at the beginning of this exciting new era.
And while challenges remain, the research is brimming with optimism. The convergence of human ingenuity and artificial intelligence holds immense promise for a future where hemophilia A is no longer a life-limiting condition, but a manageable aspect of life.
And we encourage you, our listener, to continue exploring the fascinating research we've discussed today. The show notes contain links to all the source material. Keep asking questions, keep learning, and stay tuned for the next deep dive, where we'll explore another fascinating frontier in the world of science and technology.